the, you know, recommendation or like the thing that I want to tell the people who are supposed to be the future entrepreneurs.
Yep.
There is just only one secret, you know, guys, that is...
Yo, I ain't here for the money, I ain't here for the fame. Though it might be nice to own a jet plane, I'ma do it all for you. Come along and see it's true, but the world is pretty cold. You might need...
Welcome back to Project Little India Podcast. Today, I have a very special guest with me. His name is Mr. Rahul Basak. I feel like saying myself, giving him an introduction myself, will not do justice. Go to Google and just search up Rahul Basak, and you will literally see blogs and blogs and blogs from be it Yahoo Finance, be it the top Indian news articles and pages, and he is mentioned there, be it his entrepreneurial side, be it his artistic side. He is really out there. And I feel like this is a very special guest for us because I want to follow a similar life trajectory. So this will provide a lot of value to me and the Little India community as well. So without further ado, I will invite Mr. Rahul Basak to the podcast. Welcome, Mr. Rahul Basak.
Thank you very much again, Rahul. I know it's a conversation between Rahul and Rahul. So thank you very much, Rahul, for having me on your show. I really love the idea, and I really love the title of the project as well. So thank you very much. And it was a very beautiful introduction. I don't know. Every time somebody is talking about me like that way about myself, I really feel like blushing. But okay, thank you very, very much.
No, you really deserve it. In fact, like I was saying, you know, I've noticed that we talked before this podcast as well, and I've noticed that we share a lot of the thinking patterns, and we have similar wants from our lives, which is, you know, to not have any regrets. You mentioned that, you know, you live your life as if this week is the last 7 days of your life.
Correct.
So before we get too deep into the podcast, how would you describe who is Rahul Basak for people who are not already following you?
I think I would love to call myself an individual who is a dreamer, who believes in something coming on your head, like I want to become an artist, and I want to, like, you know, become a businessman, and I want to just follow it. I'm just considering myself like a person who just follow, and not only follow but run behind the dream, and just there. Once I read somewhere that some people once said that rest in the end of the journey, not in the middle. So I feel like that really motivated me a long way. And so still so far, when I talk to multiple people, they really have very beautiful dreams, very beautiful objects in there for their life. But the problem is when they wake up next day morning, they don't know how to pursue it. They even forget the idea, like the dream that they might be, you know, watching or thinking about that last time. So they just forget it. I don't consider, or like, I would love to not consider myself among them. I would love to consider, okay, if I'm dreaming it, then I should give it a try. I don't happen, let my business fall. But there is nothing harm in trying. And if I'm not trying, then I think it's not worth living. So yeah.
If you're not trying, it's not worth living. All the Little India community, come on. Take your notepads out and note this down. If you're not trying, you're not living. That's a great line. That's a great line. I feel like that's a good introduction to who you are. But another piece of information that you told me about was that you have a strong academic background, but it was not specifically focused towards business or finance. And that is something you're really into right now. So in recent times, we have seen a rise in engineers becoming businessmen and founders of many successful startups, you know, Elon Musk, Bill Gates, Mark Zuckerberg, and so on. What is your take on the importance of a conventional education to become a founder of a startup or an artist? Because you're both right now. You're also founder of a startup,
I think,
also an artist.
if you look at any engineer's academic, you know, journey, you will feel like they do stuff in a way of very much pressure. Like, you know, sometimes they get to know the idea, like tomorrow they have to submit a project. And, you know, they just, I feel like, you know, most of the people, I can just I can just talk about myself. Obviously, I cannot talk about other engineers. But for me, engineering taught me that success comes with experiment. Success doesn't come with like anything else. Let it be any kind of engineering. Suppose that it be civil, let it be computer. I was a computer engineer. Then let it be automobile or any sort of engineering. Or I believe that any sort of academics, actually. That thing which I call success, or which we all call success, doesn't come with any formula. You know, you just have to make with experiments and experiments, then suddenly you will come up with a success. And that is the beauty of success at the same time as well. You might earn money, but you will not get the feeling. You might not get like, you know, that kind of happiness when you will be holding an award on the stage and you will feel like crying. And you will feel like speechless, like, you know, you will be, your hands and legs will be shaking by that time. That is a feeling, dude, that will only come after, you know, so many experiments and experiments and experiments. True. Because when you are doing experiments, I don't think a lot of people will believe on you, because you are not having any end result by that time. All you have a dream and you are just hunting for it.
I wanted to add one thing. Like you said, you know, what engineering taught you was that experimenting is the, you know, is the key to success. That you keep trying, you keep trying. That's a very good point. And that's also something, you know, I follow Elon Musk heavily on Twitter. And he tweeted just today itself. He replied to a tweet saying ki, there was some tweet, some guy who said ki, most successful people in any field are mostly engineers. And Elon Musk replied to that because, and that's because engineering and physics is the art of finding truth. And it is very rigorous. So that teaches you a lot of things in life as well. And I feel like that is something that you're also like coming at right now.
But I have a belief that, you know, the people who are open-minded to learn anything, let it be from any background, let it be from MBBS, let it be from BCL, or let it be from any general field of study. But the point comes like, who is having the curiosity to learn? You know, you are coming up with a subject which you have no idea, like, you know, you have never studied about it. But if you are capable enough to tell yourself, okay, I will study for 7 days and I will get the pass mark. that is something which makes you very confident about light, that no matter what is it, let it be web designing, let it be graphic designing, let it be anything liquid money regarding for my business, let it be finance, I can learn everything, dude. Like, I can just, you know, in the internet world, there are thousands of free courses available, from global giants to small organizations. Thousands and thousands of courses are available. So if you are ready to learn, then anybody is welcome to the field, because internet is changing every day, right? And the process of business on internet is also changing according to every physical situation as well as internet situation. So you have to evolve yourself daily. Otherwise, you will be stuck.
That's a very good point. That's a very good point. The willingness to learn should be there. I feel like you're sharing such secrets. You know, if the audience is able to apply this in their real life, there's nothing that's stopping them. You know, your willingness to learn anything is what keeps you swimming ahead. You know, that's a great point.
Right. And to be honest, most of the people. Even if I consider my old version, then I think when I will be listening to this podcast, the first thing will get stuck in my head is like, I have not done anything so far. You know, I have not studied anything so far. So I don't know where to start.
Yeah.
The question is, it happens with most of the people actually. But the beauty is, you don't need to worry about your past things. You just have to, you know, most of the time, our major life problems can be sorted down very easily if we can open a notebook and write down about it. When we are writing about our problems, then we are actually sorting it in a manner. But when it's not on a notebook or in a journal, it happens, it makes a chaos in our mind. Sometimes we think about A, at the same time we think about B, at the same time we think about C at the same time. Because our brains are actually trained in such a way. It's not their fault as well. So I will be requesting them to write down a few things about you. Like, you know, just think like, you know, what do you want to be? There might be 5 points. Even there might be thousands of points. You don't need to fear. Every thousand point or every thousand you know, notes are just your version. So even like, you know, if you're failing a hobby or dream, then I think by technical product wise, you are failing yourself. You don't need to fear with yourself. All you need to do is like encourage yourself. It's okay, dude. I'm multitasking. It's all right. I just have to start with one or two. So simple.
That's a great, that's again a great point. That's a great point. Journaling, I feel like, definitely does help. Many times, you know, you're getting stressed out. You're not knowing what to do now. So many things are distracting you. I feel like, especially in the social media world that we're living today, it is very important to journal. Not if you, even if you can't do it every day, whenever you're feeling stressed out, just write your problems. Maybe write the things you want to be able to do right now. And just take a 5-minute walk or just take a 5-minute break and come back to it. It's so refreshing. It's almost immediately, you know, takes effect. I feel like that's great advice. And again, there's another question that I wanted to ask you is that, again, like, you are managing two businesses, you're also an artist, you're also jumping into authoring books, which we'll come back to in a minute. But for now, what are some tips you would like to share to startup founders and upcoming artists that you have learned through experience over the years?
I think the, you know, recommendation or like the thing that I want to tell the people who are supposed to be the future entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
There is just only one secret, you know, guys, that is, you just have to tell yourself that you can do it. Even when the rest of the society, rest of the world, and a, probably a part of yourself is also telling you that it is not possible. You have to stick to it. You have to just believe it. See, you know, if you think about becoming an engineer, then it takes 4 years. If you think about becoming a doctor, it takes 5 years. Then if you are planning about to becoming a businessman, then why the hell you are, you know, expecting a good return in 5 months? Get my idea. So the point is, make yourself flexible enough to jump. Don't stick with anything which is dead. Let it be dead connections, let it be dead people, let it be, I'm not saying dead dead people, I'm just saying the people who are alive but not still connected to you.
Yeah.
And like dead idea or anything like that. Make yourself flexible enough to jump. Because at the end of the day, you are looking for happiness. You are not looking for anything else. So if you are looking for happiness, you cannot find it somewhere being stuck. So yeah, jump it, move around. At the end of the day, we all will be in a photo frame. Before that, jump as much as possible.
Wise words, wise words. That's so true. And by the way, I'm in 100% agreement to this, you know. Especially starting a business, I feel like you put it in a great perspective. I didn't think about it previously. Engineering takes so many years. Doctors take, like being a surgeon takes like tens of years. Like something like neurosurgeon takes tens of years. So how do you expect... You just, and especially business being the toughest one of them all. How do you expect that?
Everything is toughest. But the point is like...
I feel like being a businessman is a bit tougher because your responsibilities are tougher. They say if you're a doctor, you have a set number of stakeholders. If you're an engineer, you have a set number of stakeholders.
See, for me, I have learned this in a hard way actually. That is, you know... I have seen, you probably have also seen, I like everybody have seen that. Like a lot of businessmen or a lot of entrepreneurs say like this way that I don't like being 9-to-5 job, that's why I chose a businessman. And I feel like it is a much shitty, you know, statement. Because if you want to build a business, dude, you need to hire people who are supposed to work for you as a job person, right?
Yeah.
So the way you think, if everybody started thinking like the same way, then you will never find somebody else to work for you. Because you are himself is saying, you know, I don't like 9-to-5 job. Then how could you expect like the people who are working for you is going to, you know, feel beauty about it. So I personally believe that every profession or like everybody who is studying for their own subjects have their own difficulties, have their own, you know, struggle of life. But again, if I just talk about being an entrepreneur, I think one thing is that is going to happen, that is a bit of loneliness, because the journey is super lonely. People will come and see, like, you know, there are a lot of articles, lot of awards lots of books, probably lots of girlfriends as well. But the point is, like, the journey is quite solo, you know?
Yeah.
Looking for something that is for yourself only. So yeah, that is the beauty. That is the beauty, actually.
Yeah. It's a lot of hard work. It's a lot of consistency, and that should not scare you out. If you really want to have your own business, if you really enjoy it, this is something you will really enjoy. The late nights, putting into your work and everything. That's not going to be a struggle. It's in fact going to be something you love to do. So I feel like that's a great point. Another question I wanted to ask you was that in your college days, let's dive more into your artistic and your philosophic side. In your college days, you started documentary photography, where you creatively started capturing human emotions. So let's get a bit philosophical here. This is a two-part question. A, what is your definition of art? And B, explain to us how you define the relation between the art and the artist.
Art and the?
Artist.
See, I think the first A point question is going to also answer the B point question. For me, art is something, a process through which I can deliver my emotions, my feelings, whatever happening inside of me into a canvas. Let it be a digital canvas, let it be a digital painting, let it be a traditional painting, any form of it might be. But the point or the target for me is, like, if I'm feeling sad inside me, suppose, then I cannot make, like, beautiful kind of thing, like happiness kind of thing. It is only possible when I'm feeling happy, or a part of me is feeling happy, then I'm making something happy.
Mm.
Are you getting my point?
Mm-hmm.
So that is, it works like a reflection, It works like a reflection. It works like, for some people, it is also like they want to put an end message with our art. So it is also, it's completely a reflection of a human soul. And the more people making it beautiful replica of the soul and the art piece, they are getting, greater artists day by day. So for both of the cases, like, let it be an artist or let it be an entrepreneur, experience works. The more you get older with the journey, the more cooler you become, actually.
Yeah, you're a strong point there. I feel like as soon as you told, these are not actually two different questions. These are actually the same question. That made me thinking, that got me thinking about the music industry. Especially in music, I consider music as art, and I feel like a lot of people do. In music, in music, you can clearly see this, when a lyricist is at his high, when he's falling in love, he writes love songs, he writes all these poetic, romantic songs. And when he's into a breakup, or when he's not feeling happy, or if he's, going through a tough period of time, then those kind of songs, reflect his emotions. So yeah, you're right. Art and the art, I feel like the definition of art is what the artist is going through. And you're right, A and B are pretty much similar questions. that's an interesting perspective you have. That's true. And I feel like I'm not too much into art, as of course as you are, because I'm not really an artist. But that's an interesting insight.
And the beautiful part is everybody is directly or indirectly into the art.
yeah. That's true. In every single way, you either consume art or you make art. And
suppose, for an example, we are right now talking via this online podcast platform, and the person who have designed the platform is an artist, right? He's a UX artist, there is a UI artist competitive over there is a programmer including over there. So everything, directly or indirectly, we are a part of art.
That's true. It's a universe. In everything you see is art, be it nature, be it everything around you, people around you. It's all about the person. Yep. All right. There's one more interesting path I want to take this podcast on. So we covered your artistic side, we covered your educational side, we covered your entrepreneurial side. There is one more thing. There are two more things. Another thing that you told me, which was interesting about you, was that whenever you felt lost in life, you would solo travel to various countries, and every time you would find your answers through travel. Another two-part question. Do you believe travel is therapeutic, or was this coincidental? And part B, how do you deal with travel bans and quarantine? And what, you know, what would you tell the people who are, you know, going through a tough time about how they can deal with their problems? Because your answer was quite a lot of travel.
That is a very interesting question, because for me, traveling works in a very, you know, beautiful way. The time, like, you know, when I was student, actually, that time it was not possible to travel multiple countries. So what I did is, like, you know, I tried to find out some lane of my own city where I have never, you know, worked away. So I tried to find out, I tried to, even you will be find out, like, this is very interesting story. Let me tell you something. When I was, like, sad, then what I do was, like, really, I don't know, like, a very... I really don't know, mad or something like that. I used to work on the bus stoppage. That time there was no any concept of Ola Uber. So I used to walk to the bus stoppage. Achha. And then I just wait for a bus, like a SC bus come in. I put my earphones on and I just step into the bus. And then I have really no idea, like, you know, when the bus is going to take me in the city. Okay. So I used to, like, you know, look around the city, and, you know, I just used to look around the new lane, new part of the city, and then somewhere the bus get stopped, the bus comes to an end, and I just, like, you know, walk up, walk from the bus and, you know, just look around the place a little bit, and I find out a coffee shop. I really love coffee shop, dude. I love visiting cafeterias at least 2 in the morning. 2 in the morning is really best time for cafeteria for me. I have no idea, like, whether it is going to happen second time in my life or not. So I just wait there and just look at the people, you know, look at the people's face, look at the way they behave, look at the way they talk. It is very interesting. In any case, the people who are listening, if they are not able to feel like, you know, they can just right away go to different countries, I will request them, just go to your bus stand, dude. And take a 3 to 4 hours break, and just look at the bus, like, that bus is looking sexy, and I just get into it. So yeah, just go with it.
Wow.
Just go with it, and just tell yourself, dude, at least no matter what else is happening in my life, let it be good, let it be bad, let it be worst, taking 5 hours break is not going to make it anything further. Yeah. The worst thing will be worst. The good thing will remain as a good. But five hours break is going to give you a philosophical perspective about life from a different angle. Sometimes whatever the shit is going on with our life, I think if we look it from, you know, from different people's angle, or like from different people's perspective, it becomes very easier and simpler. So that is where travel helped me, because I think one of the interesting things for me is, like, just imagine a situation, okay? You were at Azerbaijan. Do you know there is a country called Azerbaijan? It's just close to Russia.
Yes.
So I was in the Azerbaijan, and I was just walking on the road, and the world is right now very much a similar place because of, like, McDonald's, KFC, and Starbucks. You can find them everywhere. So it will always give you the homely feeling, you know, that you are just right next to your home's McDonald's or, like, Starbucks.
Right.
So I find out a Starbucks, and there was a close to that Starbucks, there was a bookstore as well. And it was like snowing over there. So I just, you know, get out of the Starbucks open terrace, and I was drinking a coffee, and I was holding a book. And I was holding something else, which I cannot tell. So,
okay.
All right. Smoking causes cancer.
So, in any way,
please cut that part. So the moment, just imagine the moment. You don't know how much kilometers away you are from home. And you are not getting traditional phone calls. All you book and a strong black coffee, and there is snowing outside.
Wow.
Now imagine, like, how much the life is at the same time beautiful and at the same time dangerous. You know, you will get the proper feeling, because people will look at you as, you know, and you are also, like, getting, like, you know, eye contacts and other stuff that are happening, but the happiness that you will find over there is not gonna find out anywhere else. So that is the beauty of traveling to unknown. The more you will talk to unknown, the more you will talk to, like, you know, understand the unknown cultures, the better we will get the philosophy that what is the meaning of life. Because most of the time we think like that way, the way we have taught to be taught. I mean, taught to think.
Yeah.
Get the idea. हमको बोला गया था कि भाई ऐसे सोचो, तुमको ऐसे ही सोचना पड़ेगा. हमको हमको सक्सेस का डेफिनेशन समझाया गया था, हाउ मच यू अर्न. नोबडी एवर टोल्ड यू द हाउ मच, यू नो, द वे यू विल क्रिएट योर स्टोरी इज एट द एंड ऑफ द डे गोइंग टू डिफाइन योर सेल्फ. नोबडी टोल्ड मी लाइक दैट. एवरीबडी टोल्ड मी द वे यू आर गेटिंग अचीवमेंट्स इज गोइंग टू मेक यू हु यू आर. So I consider people in two ways. Trust me, I don't see people good or bad. I see people whether they are traveler or not traveler. End of the story. because the people who are traveler, they are having a very bond mind, you know, back into everything. Let it be for life, love, anything. They are having a bond mind. They are not a narrow thinker.
Yeah, that's so true. Especially in this day and age, you can have access to so many different cultures online. You can watch. You can watch people. You can
don't mix it up, dude. Watching snow on YouTube and having it in the real life is completely different thing. I can give you another example, but I don't think that will be proper one on a podcast interview.
All right. We can talk about that off the podcast. All right. Yeah, but that's true. I mean, definitely, it's nowhere close to traveling, but it is better than staying in a room. At least thoda bahut you get an idea about ki bhai what is happening outside. And once you get in that rabbit hole ki bhai mereko, you know, snow pasand hai, like I like this atmosphere of being in a coffee shop and snowy in like 2 a.m. then you can fly out to Azerbaijan and have fun.
am I just became the brand ambassador of the whole country?
I feel like it. Azerbaijan pay up. We just promoted your country. All right. I know you have to, like, we have to end the podcast pretty soon now. But there is one very important question that I want to ask you for as a concluding question, is that I noticed you're quite into reading, and many people I know make excuses for not finding time to read. And also now you're authoring a book. Can you tell us more about your relationship with reading, what it has done to help you? Do you read, you know, work-related books or for fun? And what is your new book? How can people find it? When is it releasing? What are you going to share there? And what is your fans, you know, that they have to look out for?
So first to answer that, why, what is reading for me? I think, Rahul, the person I am today, it's not because of everything what I have done. It's also because of, like, the books I have read. I think there was somewhere I read that you can get the idea of a person's character by, you know, looking at their library. So that was something very beautiful, because I think Rahul, see, talk for more than 30 minutes, right? But it never felt like this way, because fun. We are not really having a, you know, interview kind of interview, right?
Yeah.
So that is the one of the most beautiful thing that people internationally call me. No matter how they are taking my interview, no matter how big or how small the organizations are, I talk to them like the same vibe, same motivation and same enthusiasm. Because nobody knows who is listening what.
Right.
And these all fundamental things you will get from book. A book is written by one person, but you don't know who is going to read when. Somebody probably reading it, like, you know, at the time when they're having in a fun mood. Somebody is reading it, like, when they're in a very sad mood. But the book remains same. Get the idea. The book remains same. So as the person. But they have to identify a voice which can actually, you know, help the people who are having fun. Also can help the people who are into the trouble. I think that is something I learned from book. And talking about my own book, it is probably gonna be a coffee table book. It's coming in 2 months, and there you will find my photographs and at the same time a poetry is written by me. And the books will be available on all the national and international organizing platforms, let it be Amazon, Flipkart, any, like, their platform. And
amazing.
If somebody is looking forward to have an autograph copy, then they have to buy it from my website.
Wow. Wow, that's amazing. So you're going to also have your poetry there. You're also going to have your photography there, and it's releasing just in 2 months. That's insane. I'm super hyped about this now.
Yeah.
Can you share the name right now, or is there something like you'll share later?
Yes, obviously I can share the name right now, but it is more like 90% sure. The name of the book is Difficult to Hide.
Oh, Difficult to Hide. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. You're really hyping me up. I'm gonna pre-order it.
I will please do one thing, Rahul. Open my website and subscribe form for the email address subscription.
Amazing.
Put your email address over there and I will personally notify you by call.
That's amazing. That's insane. All right. I won't take more of your time, Mr. Rahul Basak. I had so
Thank
much
you.
Fun recording this podcast with you, and I hope the Little India community did as well.
Obviously. Thank you very much for having me.
That's amazing. All right. Till next time. See ya. And I'm very excited about the book now.
Thank you very much, Rahul. Thank you. Have a good time ahead. Everybody, good luck.
Amazing.